Well, thanks. I'm still out of town, but my connection with you all calls for me to continue to have our time of prayer and meditation. You'll hear a lot behind me because I'm at the airport in Rome right now on my way to Spain. Saints, it has been a true joy, privilege, and honor to watch God move in the way that he has moved, to see the fun, the saints, the people of all walks of life. Today, I come to you with good news and glad tidings. Say, the Lord is still wonderful. He is magnificent. He is great. There was a text that stayed in my spirit for the last couple of days. I want to give it to you as your word to think about for this morning. And that deals with, if God is for us, then who can be against us? All along has been in my spirit. I wanted to make sure that through this and you all, this thing, if God be for us, then who can be against us? And this is the word I want to give. Don't let Satan serve you. Don't let Satan seduce you. Regardless of what's happening in the world around you, it's a seduction to keep from moving towards where God is trying to take you. God has so much in store for you, but things are constantly happening, one thing after another. It's all seduction to make sure you don't succeed in God's purpose for your life. God be for us, then it doesn't matter. If God be for us, it doesn't matter what happens in our lives. Because we also know, as Paul has said, all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord. Satan's seduction is powerful and persuasive. It will make you think and believe that it's real, that actuality is an attack. You. It's a tactic to scare you. Whatever you're going through, whatever is happening in your life, I want you to believe me today that if God be for you, it ain't going to harm you. If God be for you, it's going to make you stronger. If God be for you, it's going to strengthen you. If God be for you, it's going to make you a person. God is trying to get a testimony from somebody today. I know we're going to churches all over the nation because many call us from different places, and the word of God is going to come to you. But early this morning, I wanted to rise with you to remind you, if God be for you, he's more than everything that is against you. So let it happen. Don't you miss a step. God has purpose for your life. And Satan think that he you beat. Satan think that he's going to destroy you and cause you to have harm in your life. But if God be for you, the thing that can break you, it's going to really bless you. Did y'all just hear what I just said? The thing that came to break you, God is going to use it to bless you. But this is what you got to do. You're going to have to learn to trust God. You're going to have to learn how to trust God in not just some things, but in all things. Because as I said all to you all on Wednesday, I will recapitulate it now. All things work together for good. Why? Because God is for us. He is not malicious. He doesn't cause us to have hurt, harm, or danger. As a matter of fact, he's a protector. We will walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, but we will fear no evil only if we can trust him. Only if we can trust him. And it's the power and persuasion will have us believing that what against us is more powerful than the one who is for us. I got saved not to be scared. I got saved that holy boldness. I beg you to join this trip with me today. I beg you to leave God boldly today. When you were younger in the faith, you things happening in your life.
and you were able to handle them. Now things are becoming a little bit potent, a little bit more stronger, and you're starting to say, I really deal with this. I really handle this. Listen to me. If God be for you, he gets you. So let it happen. You keep trusting. You keep believing. You keep standing firm on God's promise, and I will sure come out stronger. You're going to come out wiser. You're going to come out better. This is, I believe, I am the strength. I am the might, and everything yields to me. That's the assurance that he gives us. You might be a little afraid right now and uncertain, but your faith has to be that God would not have you in the position that he has you in to harm you, to take from you. He's got you there to give to you so that your testimony will be able to say, had it not been for the Lord, you tried your family, you tried friends, and all of them can try help, but none of them can help you in this circumstance. Can I tell you why? Because God wants us to see him. He wants us to recognize and acknowledge his power. He wants us to believe and trust in his ability. And that's where I'm asking you to stand firm today. Stand firm knowing that God is with you, that God don't allow Satan, tricks and traps to seduce you into deceptions of loneliness and lack. You have more than enough. You are more than enough. You are all there. Listen, other than you trust God, that's been morning. This morning, I want to start by making sure you're clear that we're not going to let Satan win. We're not going to let Satan have victory. We're going to trust that this God is for us. We're going to get through it. That's my ear and eye, my daughter. When I respond to her most of the time, I said, we'll get through it. And I say that regardless of what's happened, we're going to get through it. Because I've been down so many roads where I didn't know how God was going to solve things. I didn't know how he was going to work it out. I didn't know how I was going to even come out. But I did. I'm here as a testimony that he'll work it out every time. The old preacher was saying when he do it. Yes, he will do it. He'll bless you. Come. But it all starts with one little thing. You're going to have to trust God. My brother, listen, you're going to have to trust God. You can no longer do the patty cake, baker's man prayer. You're going to have to say, God, it's between you and I now. And I'm a little afraid, but I'm going to trust you. Because that's what he's looking for in this moment. He's looking for some person to trust him. If you want the miracle, it's coming out of your trust. If you want things to turn, it's coming out of your trust. If you want to start to shift, it's coming out of your trust. If there is no trust, there will be no shifting. If there is no trust, there will be no turning. If there is no trust, there will be no miracle. God doesn't owe us anything. He requires of us to trust him. So this morning, as I started out, and I want to make sure that I can hurry up, but don't let Satan seduce you. Seduction is to trap you in that you think one thing, but in actuality it is not. The burden is not a burden, the blessing. The pain is not pain. It's going to produce the praise, and you're going to have to trust God at a level probably you're not all that comfortable with, but that's okay. And I'm going to tell you why it's okay. Because God is for you, and you got this word this morning. Early in the morning, you consider as good as he be for you. Strong one, the initiated one, the present one, don't you know, he is for you. He's more than everything, everybody will be against you. So the question this morning is simple. What does it mean to have the Lord on your side? What does it mean, Pastor? What does it mean to have the Lord on my side? I want to build your faith. Number one, it's having powerful presence on your side. That's what it means to have the powerful presence of the Lord on your side. This presence is more important than any reality that makes king to you. I want you to understand the presence of God in your life. You're not here by accident. You're not in the spot you're in by accident. You're there with the Lord, and He is more than because you have a powerful part with you, a partner. There are so many people, brothers and sisters, who are just stressed out of the past. They feel like they deserve to be in the past. They'll be scared. Stop it. He was so angry with you. God would have killed you a long time ago. He would have let you die a long time ago. He would have killed you in the moment you made a mistake. But He got you still here. Because His pardon is powerful. Because His pardon is why He went to Calvary. He knew that we could not do trouble. We just heart people take the promise. This moment, the promise that over the pardon, those who may feel you deserve some action. No, don't ever believe that. Anybody to believe that they deserve this. We all deserve horrible, but because of the grace and the mercy of God, we're able to be exactly how we are today. But one last thing I want to share with you, what it means to have the Lord on your side. He gives you a powerful path. You're not going to stay where you are. The devil is a liar. You come too far. You've been through too much. He has a path for you. And on path, there will be some tears. On this path, there will be some hurt. On this path, there will be some pain. Listen to me. All of it will be worth it when you see your promise. And it's about your promise. It's about He. It's about the deliverances that you've been praying for. The lifting that you're praying for. It's not always about waiting until you get to heaven. God does sound on the ground while you're still around. Right now, He got stuff for your life. And I want you to know, I'm excited about what God is ready to take you. Lift your head and be lifted up. I'm excited about what God is doing. And I just need you to trust Him. And when we get together on Wednesday, we'll be out of the country. But I ask God to give me a peace where I can still give up. I want to send something great. And you're coming on the call. You can be nothing through you yet. God is not old. And whatever mistakes you know, you want to take as long as you trust Him. Today, the word of God is do not be seduced by Satan's tricks. Don't be seduced. But I want God, I want you to believe Him. Let's pray together. Oh, Father, we thank you. Thank you, God, for your goodness, your kindness, and your mercy. Thank you, God, for bringing with you the peace. We thank you, every person who knows that God is my voice. They need your voice. They need your hand. They need your presence. Have you. We stand on the altar in the time of you worked it out already. To walk it out now. And God, as we walk it out, as we go through the valley and the shadow of death, Father, don't let us be too afraid so that we can know that your presence is there to keep us, to preserve and protect us.